Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
All right, we got to talk about this thing Ron DeSantis is doing, and I don't know if this is super noble or just kind of pathetic, and Brad, I'm going to leave it up to you. Klopfenstein is in for Casey today. So Ron DeSantis apparently was at some sort of retreat, political retreat of some sort, and he told the people there that he is going to fundraise for Donald Trump.
I don't know why.
So this is my question is, and I will leave it to you because you know you are the voice of reason.
Thank you.
You are the voice of, the middle. You are Mr. Never Too Up, Never Too Down. On one hand, you say, okay, that is really, it really says a lot about the guy that no matter what the horrific, awful things Donald Trump said about him and people he loves, that he loves this country enough that he's willing to put all that aside and help Donald Trump get the presidency because he believes Trump is a better choice and better for this country than Biden. There's one half of me that says that, wow, I'm really impressed by that. However, as a husband and as a father and as a man, and maybe Ron DeSantis is just a better human being than I am, but there is no way, I mean zero zip zilch, that if somebody said the things about me and about my wife and about my family that Donald Trump said about Ron DeSantis over and over and over and over and over again, and largely dispatched his henchmen on Twitter, etc., to say the even worse things, that I would lift a finger to help that person. I don't care if it was George Washington rising from the grave. There's no way I would do that. So is this really noble, and does it show what a great, incredible statesman Ron DeSantis is, or is this just a pathetic person who needs to really be in politics?
Sadly, Rob, I think it's the latter, because, yes, if you spent 3 years mocking me mercilessly.
Yes.
I forgot.
It's a big one.
It is a big
one. We know what you're saying.
Okay, let me keep it to the simple words. but anyhow, if you mocked me for 3 straight years and called me Ron DeSanctimonious and went after my family and everything was fair game.
And he did nothing to Trump. He was a supporter of Trump. He said nice things about Trump.
I would completely be doing a Chris Christie and give you both birds and be like, best of luck to you. You need my state.
I've really struggled with this since I saw this. It's very rare that I see a headline and I am taken aback by it anymore because it's politics and everything's ridiculous and there's like nothing anymore where I'm just like, oh man, that is so over the top. But I saw this and I thought, that has to be incorrect because not only did he go after DeSantis, he went after his wife.
Yes.
His wife, who is a cancer survivor, who again, just like Ron DeSantis, did nothing bad to Trump. And I'll tell you what, the Trump support, and I'm not talking about the people who are voting for Trump, the rank and file people, I'm not talking about that, but the hardcore, only Trump, almost to a level of bizarre people on Twitter and how mean they were to Ron DeSantis, who Ron DeSantis did nothing wrong. Ron DeSantis was the best governor in America, was the only guy for the most part who kept his state open, has fought all the culture wars, everything we should want as Republicans and conservatives. Ron DeSantis did it. And the only thing he did was he had the audacity to say, I'd like to run for president.
Right.
And they were so mean to him. But the fact that he is, so I'm just thinking, am I just totally outside the mainstream am I totally selfish by saying I would never do this?
No, I don't get it. I think that Trumpism is a cult. It's because, yes.
Let's just be clear. You're not talking about people who are voting for Trump.
No.
I'm talking about
those hardcore, yeah, they can see no bad in the man. But if you look, yeah, virtually every single person that ran for president this year, Trump went after them, belittled them, made it very personal, and it's unbelievable that most of these people are now hosting fundraisers for him, and I mean, they could easily just be silent and say, yeah, I'm going to take a hard pass on this. Do a Mitch Daniels and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to be bothered. I'm not going to campaign for anybody this time around. But yet they're actively getting involved. So then I think, is being involved with government so important that you swallow all your convictions,
Well, we've talked about this on the show, and this is why this is interesting to bring it back locally. We've talked about before how amazed I am that Braun is the clear front runner for governor. He has major, what would seem to be mortal flaws in a Republican primary, which he's voted repeatedly for bigger taxes, for bigger government. He voted for all that COVID money. And yet it seems like all of these people that have a shot have been very apprehensive to go at him really hardcore. Now, they've kind of tinkered with it a little bit, but in terms of the actual offense necessary to make a dent in this guy's armor, and multiple people have said, you know, the reason for that is because they think Braun's going to win when it's all said and done, and all of these people want something, whether it's a position in the government, a job in the government, a power in the government, or, you know, if you're a businessman, contracts with the government, and they don't want to honk the guy off, so they're not really putting the full court press on. I just thought that was fascinating. There's no way I would ever do that, so maybe that just means Ron DeSantis is a better person than me. I don't know. Brad's in for Casey. It's Kendall and Casey Show, 93 WIBC.